Biz.
This is Kaya Biz.
With Gule Tumfupi.
On the street, on the air.
On Kaya 959.
Hey, I still have goosebumps from our last conversation and the passion that was shared by our previous guest, Suzy Pozonk. And I really think that speaks to a clear understanding the dynamics of the different industries that we're trying to cultivate in South Africa, especially when it comes to the creative space. But one thing's for sure is that in all these sectors of South Africa's economy, we all need to really build up on a sense of equitable participation, right? From a racial point of view, the right transformation, female participation, people with disabilities to also come on board. And we often focus on female participation, specifically during the month of August, but it should be a priority point throughout the year. And as we have commemorated and celebrated Global Entrepreneurship Week, one thing's for certain is that we need to accelerate women-owned businesses in male-dominated sectors. And this has come through from a particular case study that has been shared to give us some findings. To tell us more about this, we join on the line by a senior researcher from ETTP, Entrepreneurship to the Point, is Maphefu Sepula, who joins us to give us more details. Maphefu, welcome to Kaya Biz.
Good evening, thanks for having me, and also good evening to your listeners.
Thank you so much for your time. I'm hoping that the line won't be too wonky. It does sound slightly muffled, so perhaps if you can move around and just clear up the mouthpiece, that would be appreciated. But Maphefu, to get started, maybe tell us a little bit more about this particular report that's been conducted by ETTP, looking at entrepreneurship and accelerating women-owned businesses. Why does this report matter?
Okay, thanks. So, so Entrepreneurship to the Point really is an organization which strives for kind of social and economic prosperity and sustainable economic inclusion. And one of the ways we really do this is through our research, which we kind of aim to kind of inform policy and practice. So kind of going specifically into this research, I think we understood that, you know, transformation and economic inclusion is kind of central to development. And you really can't have this conversation without having a conversation around female entrepreneurs and their participation, particularly within sectors that are still traditionally male-dominated, but are also quite critical when it comes to job creation and economic growth. So really through Entrepreneurship to the Point and kind of being supported and funded by the International Development Research Center in Canada, as well as the Aspen Network of Development Entrepreneurs, what we really sought to do with this research was really begin to understand what are the barriers that female entrepreneurs face, firstly, when it comes to entering within these kind of traditionally male-dominated sectors, but once they've kind of entered into these sectors, what are some of the challenges that they face when it comes to growing sustainable businesses? And lastly, what we really wanted to look at is what are some of those key factors that are really necessary to increase participation and the growth of sustainable businesses?
Awesome. Let's talk about that, right? Because typically I understand the sectors that are typically male-dominated are construction, infrastructure, manufacturing, and agriculture. I'm keen to find out, you know, what you saw, not only from those sectors individually, but also, I guess, a quick overview as to what female participation is like. And as you've mentioned, sustainability and the opportunity to really drive growth in their businesses.
Sorry, could you just repeat that for me?
If we take a look at the sectors, perhaps help us refer to what some of the sectorial findings were regarding women female participation in them.
Okay, great. So I think one of the first questions that we really looked at was kind of the perception of the female entrepreneurs that are operating within these sectors in terms of the participation of women over the past 5 years. And what we found is that almost 52% of the kind of 97 female entrepreneurs that we interviewed found that there was only a slight increase in participation. And really, this was being driven by kind of the policies that are being driven by government. But also what we found is that what's really driving females into these various sectors is really their passion for the industry, and also stating that maybe they're seeing opportunities for women within these sectors. But I think given the context of South Africa and the high unemployment rates, I think what we also saw is that they're also driven by necessity to be able to provide for their families. So although we are kind of seeing from the perspective of female entrepreneurs in the sector that there is a slight increase, I think there was acknowledgement that it's still occurring at a very slow pace. And really this is around the various barriers that the female entrepreneurs kind of face when it comes to entering these sectors and growing sustainable businesses. And these are often kind of made worse by the various kind of gender stereotypes and unconscious biases that still exist within the industry.
Sure. Let's talk about that. The barriers to entry, right? As you mentioned, this might be unconscious biases that exist. But I understand high costs just to enter some of these entry sectors is also a bit of a factor. One would assume that we have banks and financial services institutions who are unlocking capital. But give us some context here.
Yes, I think there are, you know, we are finding that there is kind of funding institutions that are kind of providing access to finance to small businesses. However, you know, what we found is that 66% of the female entrepreneurs that we had interviewed had indicated that they're still having challenges when it comes to access to funding. And one of the issues is around having collateral. And then we kind of looked at the female entrepreneurs we had in access funding over the past 2 years. And really for them, I think what the question then comes around, the question around risk and the kind of the various kind of risks that and the various risks when it comes to kind of unlocking some of this funding.
Definitely. And I think that's a nice perspective that you're giving us, you know, and a lot of entrepreneurs will be able to relate to some of these themes that you mentioned, including perhaps, you know, lack of access to information and a few other barriers to entry. I'm keen for us to discuss, Mapefo, the role of incubators and accelerators. Are they proving to assist female entrepreneurs in gaining entry to previously male-dominated industries?
I think through our research, what we found is that, you know, incubation accelerations are really playing an important role in kind of helping female entrepreneurs navigate these industries when it comes to kind of building business confidence in terms of being able to navigate just business fundamentals. However, I think the challenge when it comes to incubation and acceleration programs that we found that we're engaging with entrepreneurs is that there's kind of lack of coordination when it comes to support. And they're not necessarily having particular programs that are kind of providing them support holistically from like across the value chain. So I think really a call for kind of better coordination when it comes to supporting female entrepreneurs as well.
I definitely need it. What about mentors, right? Because they often say representation matters and seeing someone familiar of the same age, race, or, you know, whatever quality it is you're looking for might be of assistance. But is mentorship a key indicator as well here?
Yes, I think mentorship is a very important factor when it comes to female entrepreneurs. I think even when it comes to when you kind of engage with female entrepreneurs, having been exposed to someone who's in the industry also kind of encourages them to go into the sector. But I think from a gender perspective, when we kind of engage them as to whether gender is important and kind of then being able to choose the mentors, I think we find that gender is important for a number of factors. So firstly, understanding that the sector is still predominantly a traditionally male-dominated, so most of the businesses are owned by men. We have a better understanding of the sector and have the social network. So being able to be mentored by someone who's been able to build a sustainable business within the sector, I think, is critical. But I think they're also highlighting what you're mentioning around the importance of having female mentors as well who have similar lived experience in helping them kind of navigate some of the challenges that they're facing.
Definitely. Mapefo, I can imagine you're a female yourself. So am I. We are females of color.
Yeah.
We obviously have accessed industries that have opened up, you know, for more opportunities for us to exist. And I'm keen for us to, I guess, speak to more females who might be listening to what value do they need to unpack out of this research to better position themselves to take the lead and to actively participate in different sectors of the economy. So help us empower the individual here who can actually make a difference for themselves.
Yeah, I think what's important, particularly for kind of females and female entrepreneurs kind of coming out of reading this report, I think it's important for them to really understand that, you know, despite the various barriers that exist within these sectors, I think there are female entrepreneurs that have successfully been able to build successful businesses. I think it's important then for them to also understand the importance of collaboration when it comes to navigating these sectors and kind of engaging as a female entrepreneur. I think also the importance around mentors as well. And I think mentors, not just in the kind of traditional or formal sense, but also being able to be mentors themselves as they are building their businesses. I think that's also quite crucial.
Sure. Such phenomenal insight. Consider yourself to be part of mentors as well that are required in the market. Very true. Paying it forward really does go a long way. And wearing it as a badge of honor, really, that you've managed to navigate the landscape and assist others in mitigating any unfortunate circumstances that they too can actually avoid. Mapefo, really appreciate your time today and glad that the line has held steady. And more than anything, I hope that this further encourages all stakeholders, men and women, financiers, mentors, incubators, and even government representatives to ensure that our policies do speak to our ongoing effort to transform our industries and our economy. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much, Gogo.
Mapefo Sepula, who's joined us as a senior researcher from Entrepreneurship to the Point, also referred to as ETTP. It's 17 minutes to go before 8 o'clock.
Kaya Talk on Kaya 959, on the street, on the air.